Wake up with the Musers, Junior, Jub Jub, and the Great Gordo's Observation Deck. Tomorrow morning at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 3:52. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are out here at Dave and Buster's in Stonebriar Mall today. When was the last time you tried to fix a car?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, okay, what do you mean by fix? I don't want to make this any difficult, but what do you mean fix? Like what?
Well, let's get Danny in on this, because he's the kind of guy who probably would get out there and give this a shot.
But the last time I ever tried to fix a car, the answer is never. Never.
You ever change your own oil?
No, I don't know how. I've never done that. Now, I've changed tires before, but that's it. I've never changed oil, and I don't know how to do it.
All right, I don't want to come off like, you know, I'm A.J. Foyt or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I know about cars is very rudimentary. But there have been times where I could go out there and fumble around a little bit and occasionally fix whatever was wrong with them.
How long have I known you?
No.
13, 14 years? This is stunning to me.
Well, like I say, this is not something that I tout.
What's the biggest thing you've ever done to your car?
Well,
not boots.
I mean, could you change an alternator?
No.
Okay.
But I can take a fuel filter off, and if it's clogged up, do something off that.
Wouldn't even know where to begin to look for a fuel filter.
You know where that is?
Yeah.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you, Corby?
No.
Would you know what to do if your fuel filter's clogged up, Danny?
Yeah, I'd replace it.
Well, what if you can't replace it?
You can. What do you mean, what if you can't replace it?
You can blow on it. And
blow on it?
Yeah, you can blow on it, and that'll unclog it.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean if you can't replace it?
Well, I mean if you're driving.
Oh.
And it gets to the point to where it won't.
Well, yeah, you can clean it out.
Yeah. And sometimes it used to be when a car, like, would fire, when you tried to start it, and it would turn over, but it wouldn't fire up. I would know what to do about that, too.
What, would you prime your carburetor?
Yeah, exactly. I knew how to do that.
What does that mean?
Who taught you how to do this? Your dad?
I don't know. I just learned it along the way.
What does that mean, to prime your carburetor?
It means you
carburetor?
Put a little bit of gas. You take off the air filter, and you put a little bit of gas right on the little butterfly thing on the top of the carburetor.
What's the air filter?
The air filter is that big round thing that sits on the top of an engine.
Oh, with a little wing nut?
Right.
Okay.
I never did that with a car. I had to do that with my lawnmower all the time.
Don't know it.
Well, the reason I'm asking about this is I had to go move Jordan's car the other day. And I go out there to start it up, and this is what happened. You know, it would fire up, or it would turn over, but it wouldn't fire off.
Okay.
And, you know, I said, okay, well, I know what to do about this. So I raise the hood, and I start looking for the air filter. And I don't know if you have checked out a car today, these days, but if there's an air filter on there, I couldn't tell you where it is.
An air filter or oil filter?
An air filter.
Well, there's an air filter, because every time you go check.
Well, yeah, I know there's one in there somewhere, but it's not at the you can't get to it. And you can't get to the carburetor on a car today to do that anymore.
Well, they're all fuel injected anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But it ain't like they make them back in Detroit. It's not where they have the air filter in the middle, and then you got the motor sitting on either side of it. It's kind of not that complicated.
Yeah, I had to replace the air filter on my wife's Toyota, and it took me a while to figure it out. And it was like down front and on the passenger side. And it's a weird, it's not a circular air filter. It's like this square thing. It's weird.
And where the carburetor is probably doesn't have anything to do with the air filter anymore, right?
No, because
carburetor's still pretty much in the same place?
Well, these cars don't even use carburetors anymore. They use fuel injection. Totally different system.
Well, I quickly found out that I couldn't do this.
Really?
Yes. It took like one look at that thing for me to figure that out.
You know something that I didn't know? That now, if you're a mechanic, and I don't even think they call them mechanics anymore. I think they're called auto technicians. Seriously. Because, I mean, you do more computer work than you do actual grease monkey work. And you would, first of all, if you're a good auto technician, you can pretty much work wherever you want to and name your price. I mean, they make unbelievable money. And, there's a demand for them, and there's a shortage.
Well, I had to get this up to a service station because I'm still thinking that this is something relatively simple, right?
Yeah. Well, how'd you get it up there?
Well, I called AAA.
Oh, okay.
And they came out there and loaded it up, took it up there, and I talked to the guy, and I'm still thinking that this is something relatively simple.
Now you're coming into something I could do for you.
What, call
I could
a tow truck?
I could have towed you. I could have hooked on a chain and towed you. I could have done that.
Well, the guy calls me back and says, man, we're going to have to take this somewhere else. This is going to require diagnostics. But they're going to have to take it over there and hook it up to some sort of unit.
A computer.
Let a technician do it.
Yeah, and get them to figure it out. And that was like Monday. Here it is Wednesday, and I still don't have the thing back.
Well, what's wrong with
it? What year is this car?
It's like an 02.
You know, there is one thing, though, about cars today, and I almost hate to say this because I'll bad Bob myself, they don't break down a lot anymore.
No, they don't.
Like, I remember, like, when I had cars, you know, when I was in, they broke down all the time.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've had to mess with a vehicle in years.
They just don't.
Which is one reason, probably, that I didn't know that things under the hood were a little different.
You know what? I don't.
You know, that you didn't have to attach a horse anymore.
Let me tell you a funny story. Funny story. When I was driving to Colorado this year, you know, when you drive and it snows, I mean, you'll go through 2 or 3 gallons of washing fluid because you're constantly having to wash your windshield off. And so I ran out.
Can you do that? Can you put washer fluid in?
Well, I thought I could until I pulled into a station, and it wasn't a station. It was like one of those food marts.
Mm-hmm.
And go in there, and it was in New Mexico. And I went in there to, you know, you sell fluid. Oh, yeah, here it is. So I go out there, and I can't get my hood open. I looked all around. It's probably about 25 degrees out there. And I couldn't figure out how to open the hood.
I had to go get my oil changed, and the lady goes, can you pop the hood?
And you were like, no.
I was like, no, I can't.
No, I could pop. I knew where the hood was because it had a little picture.
Oh, you couldn't find the release?
I couldn't find the release.
Couldn't find the release. And so I went in to, you know, talk to the guy in there. I said, man, do you know how to open this up? And he goes, well, I can look. So he goes out there, and he couldn't do it. And so I'm just sitting there. Okay. So then some guy pulls in. I go, man, you know how to open this hood, do you? He goes, oh, yeah, I can do that. He went over there, and he opened it immediately. No problem, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, big problem. I couldn't figure out where the fluid was.
You couldn't find the reservoir.
Couldn't find it at all. So this guy was filling up a big truck, and I'm like, man, do you know where the washer fluid is on this?
God. Don't you feel like Roy. Such a woman?
Yeah. And he goes,
can you imagine the sheepish hammer asking that?
And I was cold. It was so cold out there. It was snowing. And he goes, yeah, it's right here. Here, let me help you. Let me pour that in there for you. I'm like, thank you. But then I knew where it was, but I couldn't even open the hood. So you're asking me if I can work on a car? Don't you have to open the hood before you work on it?
Yeah, generally you do. I swear, though, this is something I could have taken care of before. You know?
If that's what it was. I mean, it may not be that.
But now they're having to replace sensors and all kinds of stuff.
See, and that's the thing.
You can't replace a sensor?
Well, no, not really. Not really.
Could you?
I can't even tell you where sensors are on the thing.
They don't want you to know. See, that's the thing now. They don't want, the shade tree mechanic, they want them out of the mix. They want you to have to take it into the dealership, hook it up to a diagnostic machine, which already you're into them for $100. Just hooking that up.
Mm-hmm.
And then their technicians, not their mechanics, will tell you what's wrong with it.
But even if they told you, if if they just came to you and said, okay, you know, you're going to need about $2,000 worth of work because this is wrong, even if it wasn't, I'd be like, okay, how do I know? That is the biggest racket, or it could be. I don't know if they're all dishonest.
There's some very honest mechanics
out there. I guarantee you, I could go in, and it could be something that's a 59-cent part.
Right,
and
a
they
washer.
Could tell me, you know what? Your engine is shot. It is gone, and we've got to replace the whole engine.
You'd be like,
and I would have to say, okay.
Yeah, I would
how
too.
Much?
How
okay.
much? You know, I'd have to. I wouldn't know the difference. Hey, could you change spark plugs?
No.
No, I don't know
really?
If I could do that or not.
I don't even
so
know.
So really,
where they
Ron,
are.
Your knowledge isn't that
well,
vast.
That's what I said. I said,
I mean, so far you can blow on a fuel filter.
Yeah, I can do that. And I could have fixed this once upon a time.
Could you change your own oil right now, Mike?
Yeah, that I could do.
Okay. You can change oil?
Yeah, I can change oil.
You're light years ahead of me. Corby?
I can change oil. I can change a tire. I don't know if I can change spark plugs.
You know what? Once again, I don't want to bad vibe myself, but the way the way tires are and the little jacks you have, I don't know that I could find one.
Yes, you could. You can change your tire. That really never changes.
With one of those little jacks? I mean, I tried it with one of those jacks once, and I put it on the plastic bumper, and I tore the bumper off. Hey, you know what? When something goes wrong with my car, it's just best that I just
leave
call
it alone.
A professional. Because then I'm going to pay for it twice. I'm going to pay for my screw-up and them to fix it right.
It's like cutting your own hair.
Kinda.
Don't do it.
But see, that goes to everything for me. I can't build anything. You know, if my dishwasher gets on the blink, you think I can fix it?
No.
You know, or your if your washing machine went out or was on the blink, could you fix it?
No.
But
no.
See, my dad could. I mean, I can't ever remember having any kind of mechanic around when I was a kid or any kind of TV repairman. Or any kind of that. I mean, my dad would fix it. No matter what broke, he could fix it.
Well, Danny, aren't you rebuilding the Duster from the ground up?
He's trying.
Say that again. Stern was on the phone. What?
Aren't you rebuilding the Duster from the ground up?
Trying to. Working on it. I mean, I can do some repairs, like I can do brakes, you know, oil filters,
brakes.
Stuff like that.
Now, what can you do on brakes?
I can do a complete brake job on a drum system.
Like, bleed the brakes?
Yeah, all that stuff. Replace wheel cylinders, you know, shoes, all that stuff. That's really easy.
Now, I remember one time I had to take...
But fuel pump, water pump, alternator, starter, I've done all that stuff, too. But, like, any type of carburetor or engine work or transmission work, I'm out.
So you could change spark plugs?
Easily. I've done tune-ups a million times.
But if you got a new car,
timing.
It just seems like you wouldn't need to do any of
no,
that.
No, you don't. You really don't. But the thing that's good about owning an old car is the repair on that stuff is so inexpensive. Parts for those cars are cheap.
If you can't find them, can you?
Sure you can. You can get all that stuff at Napa or AutoZone.
Isn't there something you do with your brakes where you have to turn the drums or something?
Turn the rotors.
I had that done one time.
Or drums, yeah. But you have to take that in and get a machine.
I pretty much just... Wait till I hear metal, and I figure it's time to get the brakes fixed.
When sparks are flying out of your wheel.
Hey, that's a good call.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, I'm hoping to get the car back today, but I don't know, buddy.
Hey, Grego.
And I'm just kind of glad I don't know that kind of stuff, because I don't know if I'd have the patience.
Are you still going to get your Trans Am hammer?
Yes, I am.
Are you serious?
I will have that when I get back from vacation, yes. Seriously. Seriously, 1978 model. And it's got 56,000 miles on it.
And it's got the big gold bird
on the
front?
It's
got the
bird on it. It's black. It's got the T-tops.
How big's your motor?
400.
Really?
Yep.
We're going to have to race, Daddy.
What kind of noises does that bird make?
I can't wait to get it either. I can't wait.
T-tops?
It's got T-tops for
those
the second
will be
time.
Stolen and...
And you know what else it has that I'm going to have taken out?
The 8-track player.
It's got an 8-track in dash
you need
that
to
I'm
going
to have to take
there.
It out. No, I got to have a CD player put in there.
Well, put it somewhere else. Get a changer and put it under your seat.
Yeah, you need the 8-track.
Yeah, you got to have the 8-track.
There's no 8-tracks. If I had some 08 tracks, I'd keep it in there.
We can find you 8 tracks.
eBay.
We can find you 8 tracks. We can get P1s to bring you up 8 tracks.
You need Frampton Comes Alive.
Oh, I love that.
The Doors' Greatest Hits.
I'm going to be...
And the Jay Giles Band.
I'm
going to
be 17 again. God, I hope it helps me get girls.
It won't.
All right, entertainment news is on the way.
The extremely odd tale of the Butterscotch Stallion.